Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Click on the American Senior Communities logo or go to ASCSeniorCare.com for information about services, locations, and special stories of seniors.
93 WIBC, it's Terry Stacy along with Tina McIntosh, and this is Caregiver Crossing. Hope you're having a great weekend. We love that you're here with us. Tina, got a room full of people.
I was going to say we're having a party in here.
You brought in a crowd.
I think I'm waking up now, Terry. I think I'm waking up.
It's good. You started out a little sluggish.
I know.
Everything's all right, though.
You know, Saturdays are tough.
I know.
Here we are.
Yep,
I mean, here we are. So Mark Wallace is with us, Director of Leasing from Rosegate.
Good morning.
American Senior Community. Happy to have you here. And want to talk with you for a moment, and then we'll introduce the guest that you have with you, Mark. So first of all, where is Rosegate?
Rosegate is located on the south side of Indianapolis, right off of Emerson Avenue and Southport Road.
Director of Leasing means basically you get to know everybody there and take care of everyone's needs and wishes, right?
I do. I'm many times the first point of contact with our residents and families. Help them with finding the solutions to their needs.
Well, speaking of solutions to needs, you have a physical fitness among seniors, and that's actually a program, correct?
We have a new energy wellness program, and we also have a lot of exercise programs available for both residents and the public as well, because American Senior Communities and Rosegate really does... We want to promote an active and healthy lifestyle for all seniors.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're listening to the show and you're sitting down, get up, move around while we talk about physical fitness. We'll do the same. It should be very entertaining. And I know that you just celebrated a Senior Health and Fitness Day, and Helen has been a big part of that, correct?
Absolutely. Helen's one of our most active residents that we have here at Rosegate.
Well, and Helen, you took a jog on over here to a station this morning to be with us, I think.
Yes, I did.
Well, good morning, Helen. Glad you're here with us.
Helen, I want to ask you a question. Were you more physically fit as a younger lady, or now that you're at this chapter of your life, are you even more active than you were?
I'm more active now than I was before, and I'm better fit.
As a matter of fact, it wasn't too long ago when you were not really mobile at all. Is that right?
That's correct.
So how many years ago was that?
5 years ago.
And were you moving?
Very slowly. And my legs ached all the time, and I couldn't hardly walk. I got in fitness, and they got me where I could walk, therapy. And then I found out that walking was good for you, so I started walking.
And have you now gotten other people to walk with you?
No.
Oh, come on. Where are your people?
I have one lady that I walk with three times a week inside.
Okay.
But I walk outside.
Oh, you do. So that's important to you, is to be outside.
Yes.
And how much are you're walking every day?
Yes.
And how far are you walking?
At least 5 miles a day.
Oh my goodness, you're walking 5 miles a day.
I feel totally put to shame right
now.
Wow,
I do too. I do too, but I think it's incredible. How does it make you feel to accomplish something like that? Walking 5 miles a day?
You wouldn't believe what it makes me feel. I mean, I'm so proud of myself for being able to do it.
Yeah, and this all happened, Mark, as a result of being a part of the New Energy Wellness Program?
It was after being a part of New Energy Wellness, and Helen actually went through our rehabilitation program.
Yes.
Before she became a resident in one of our garden homes, and it was after that time she got involved in New Energy Wellness and started walking, and she's... From there, it just snowballed from there. She's become just so active, and we're all very proud of her and all of her accomplishments.
You know, there is something to the more fit you become, or the more this energy, there's chemicals and things in your brain. All of that does do something for you, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I found out that the more I do, the more I want to do, and the more I enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, Candace actually just passed me an article that was in USA Today, and it was about the marathon, let's see here, the San Diego Marathon that took place this past week. And there was, let me get it right, at age 91, Harriet Thompson of North Carolina set a record, and she did the marathon in a time of 7 hours, 7 minutes, and 42 seconds.
Awesome.
At the age of 91.
I think that's amazing. Helen, how young are you?
I'll be 80 Monday.
80 Monday?
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
You've got some time before you're going to set this world record, by the way, in the marathon here.
I probably won't.
Okay, well, you know, I'll try it with you.
That was
you
her
do it, I'll do it.
That was her 15th time.
That That's incredible. So, Helen, I want to take you back to the first couple of weeks, first couple of months that you were doing the new energy wellness program at Rosegate, because I can imagine that you did not necessarily want to be there, and there were probably some hard days in the beginning.
Very hard.
How did you get convinced to be a part of that program?
Well, the more I read that after I had been not being able to do things, and read that walking was good for you, then I decided I would walk. So I started walking 2 miles a day.
I mean, even that in the beginning is a huge, that's a huge thing to overcome, is 2 miles a day.
That's what my kids said, but
I feel like Helen might be an overachiever.
Mark, how do you get them? How do you get your community motivated when there is that hesitation?
Well, it's always natural to have some hesitation about, you know, getting involved as a new resident. And
You know what motivates me? Chick-fil-A.
Oh, good.
If I know that there's a Chick-fil-A 2 miles down the road, I will walk to get to the Chick-fil-A. So how do you do it?
Hold on. We've already established she likes fishing, so I see the Chick-fil-A on a pole and a wiener dog in front of Terry, and we're good to go.
That's my motivation.
2 miles,
but,
baby.
Mark, you must have something special inside of you to motivate.
It's definitely a calling for me personally, to work with seniors and to, try to promote a very healthy and active lifestyle for them and to provide a better quality of life than what they were having, prior to them becoming residents at Rosegate.
Helen, how about you? If you were able to talk to someone else directly who's maybe in the same chapter of life and is not able to get up and walk around and be active, what would you tell them to get them started?
Just start out slow. You don't have to go up a long ways. Go slow and try within every week, add to it.
That's a nice way to say it.
Go a little further, maybe every week, and then you will accomplish something.
Yeah, I mean, there are people who are afraid to walk out to the mailbox. You know, so I mean, slow might not be 2 miles for someone else. Slow literally might be from point A to point B in the driveway.
Are you talking about yourself?
We don't have to get personal here, but maybe.
Is it tough to get the mail? Listen, I understand. I jumped on that bandwagon because I relate to that.
Maybe.
We're not very good influences on those that are listening to people our age.
I'm trying, but I'm no Helen. I'm not doing 5 miles a day. I'm going to be honest.
She started out at 2.
It's crazy. I'm happy when I do 2. Well, Helen, what are your goals for the future for you?
Well, I'd like to walk a mini marathon one of these days.
Oh, we want you to run the
marathon.
We want you to walk the mini marathon.
But I think I'll have to do it in the fall because I cannot walk when it's real cold. So as far as the mini marathon, it would have to be another one.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't make any difference which one it is. That's my goal, is to do that.
And would you have people with you? I mean, I can imagine people would want to join in.
Oh, definitely. My family, my boys would be with me.
Yeah. I'm thinking I might do it with you.
Would you really?
I would do it with you. I really would. I don't want to, but I would. I want to do it with you.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got the Monumental is coming up in November, the Monumental Marathon, and Joy's House actually has a Running for Joy team. We need to talk about maybe doing that together.
Okay.
I feel a little scared. Like, we're really, is this airing right now? Do other people hear this commitment?
Well, you don't notice that I'm not committing to anything. I mean, yeah, okay, I'll do it.
Terry will bring us donuts right before we get started. Helen says no donuts. So, Mark, other people, and I know we need to wrap up here, but how do people, this is not just for folks at Rosegate, how do people get in touch with you and what can they do?
Well, the best way to get in touch with us is find us on our website. It's www.ascseniorcare.com, and you can click and find the Rosegate location, and we have all of our events are posted on our website and as well as on our Facebook page. Especially our exercise programs, New Energy Wellness is open to the public. Exercise, we have actually started a yoga class in our assisted living, and we also started a senior-friendly Zumba class just recently as well, which Helen's a member of that as well.
We love the Zumba around here. So you have to be over the age of what for these? Is there an age limit?
We would welcome anybody.
Okay. All right. Helen, we're going to talk about this. I'm serious about the walking.
I am too.
All right.
Helen, come back and see us. Mark Wallace, thank you so much for joining us once again. We look forward to your next visit as well. Thank you both. Have a great weekend. You're listening to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC.